Welcome to Capturing Calm, where we dive deep into the art of living mindfully through the camera. I'm Ellie, and today we're exploring how mindful photography can become a sanctuary for those of us battling with anxiety. Finding solace becomes paramount in a world that rarely pauses, where the pressure to perform and the cacophony of daily life can really overwhelm our senses. So let's go on a journey through the lens of mindfulness, discovering how photography can capture moments and help us anchor in the now, easing the weight of anxiety. So nice to have you here for another episode of Capturing Calm. And today I really wanted to start with my own story on how I started to use mindful photography as a practice. And it was really to help ease my anxiety. And it's something I've not actually spoken about on the podcast before, but I think it's important to understand where I've come from and how I got into this. So around 10 years ago, I lost a group of friends because I came out as gay, and this is hard for me to talk about, but it's important as it brought me to where I am now. And after losing this group of friends and dealing with some other things that were going on in my life at the time, work stuff, I had my first panic attack, and it completely floored me for days and ended in me being unable to go to work. I couldn't leave the house. I couldn't do anything. I was so anxious about seeing anybody or interacting with anyone. And the only person I wanted to speak to was my partner at the time, who's now my wife. I just wanted to be with her. I didn't want to see anybody else. So I did see the doctor because I really needed to. And he actually referred me for counselling, which turned out to be really life-changing for me. And my therapist suggested that I look into practicing mindfulness. Now, this was a few years ago now, and at the time, I think I'd heard about it, but I didn't really know anything about it. I'd kind of heard the word. So she suggested I look into the Headspace app, which is actually the app that I still use to practice. I use that app, and I also use the Mindfulness Association's daily live practice at 10:30. It's online, you can check it out. But I was using the Headspace app at the time, and I started my daily practice. And it wasn't long before a morning meditation began to really relax my totally fraught mind, and I really looked forward to waking up and listening to my meditation every morning. So eventually I was ready to start leaving the house again. This was after some work with my therapist and also using mindfulness practice, which did begin to help me. I started to go on short walks. I love noticing things in nature that I'd never looked twice at before. It's true, I never actually thought about or noticed anything in nature before this. It was just a background thing. I just went about my life, busy, going to work, socializing and things like that. And it was only then when I'd started practicing mindfulness and I started to go on these walks, I actually began to notice what was happening in the present moment around me. And I began taking photos on my phone of things I thought looked beautiful or interesting. And then I would show them to my wife when I got home, and I would think about how those things that I saw made me feel throughout the next day or the week ahead. I would keep going back to those photos and looking at them and really began to notice my emotions and began to notice my feelings a little bit deeper. My wife then suggested I start taking a camera with me. We had a camera in the house. Nobody was using it. It was just kind of going dusty. And I thought, yeah, cool. I'll give it a go. I'll take it out with me. And as I was incorporating mindfulness into my walks already and taking photos of things, I started to use the camera as a real grounding tool. So just holding that camera really grounded me into that moment. It was a little bit more effective for me than the phone was. And then I just started taking photos of things with the camera that I found while I was practicing mindfulness outside of my walks. And this is when my mindful photography practice really kicked in, and I've been using it to manage my anxiety really successfully ever since then. So this is going on about 10 years now. So at its core, mindful photography is about marrying the art of capturing what we see with the consciousness of the present moment. It's not just about taking photos, it's about being immersed in the process. So observing with intention, letting go of that compulsive need to evaluate every shot, to try and change what's there in front of you and get a better image, or what's perceived as a better image. The practice encourages us to see the world anew and really notice light and shadow, color, texture, all these things that we often overlook. And it encourages us to focus on details. So we transition from being overwhelmed to actively engaging with the present moment. So let's dive into why mindful photography can be such a powerful antidote to anxiety. And I'm going to be looking at the actual statistics here, because whilst there's not much on mindful photography, we can actually marry up the mindfulness, creativity, and also being outside in nature. And if we put all those together, then we can see how this can really be a powerful tool to help us manage our anxiety. Mindfulness, with its roots in ancient traditions, has shown us time and time again its capacity to calm the storm that's going on within our mind. It teaches us to observe our present experience without judgment, which neuroscience has linked to changes in brain areas related to emotional regulation and stress. Creativity has also been proven to help with anxiety. One study on the effectiveness of colouring mandala designs found it to be equally effective as colouring a blank piece of paper in reducing anxiety. So this suggests that simple creative activities can really impact anxiety levels. Research also highlights the positive impact of mindfulness practices in natural environments on reducing anxiety. And one study found that nature-based mindfulness interventions effectively reduced anxiety among college students. And that emphasizes the importance of integrating mindfulness with nature in interventions aimed at anxiety relief. And a similar report demonstrated that mindfulness in nature as part of nature-based therapy significantly improves psychological variables like depression, anxiety, and stress. And that in itself led to an enhanced life satisfaction. Experimental studies also suggest that mindfulness in combination with natural stimuli has a larger beneficial effect on anxiety than mindfulness or nature alone. So if you put them together, it's got a bigger impact. Mindfulness-based treks in nature for young people and caregivers affected by cancer have shown significant improvements in self-reported feelings of connection to nature, peers, and themselves, along with significant reductions in anxiety levels. And these findings really underscore the value of incorporating natural environments into our mindfulness practice to enhance our anxiety-relieving effects. So in this context, photography becomes a meditative practice. It channels our focus away from anxiety and towards creation and curiosity. And combining those elements doesn't just reduce anxiety, it opens a window to a world where each moment holds a real treasure waiting to be discovered. So if you're listening to this and you're wondering how to even start this process, you might be going through some anxiety yourself. The path is actually simpler than you might think. And what you're going to begin with is intention to witness rather than to capture. So you don't need to bring your camera with you. You just need to start noticing. So like I did, head out on some walks and see what you notice when you're out there. You don't need to take photos of them right away, but we're just going to witness things. We're just going to notice things that are happening right now. We're not thinking about the past. We're not worrying about the future. We're just going to see what a tree is doing, what flowers are there, what's growing. You can even, if it's the middle of winter, we're just coming out of winter as I'm recording this now. If it's winter, you can have a look at the details in the dead leaves or see how plants have gone to sleep, or just take a look at anything that really captures your interest in the natural world around you. When you're ready, you can take your camera or your phone out with you and just let it be a tool to anchor you in the present moment. Start small, taking pictures with little everyday wonders that you might usually pass by without a second glance. It really encourages you to slow down. So just take a photo of a leaf that you like the look of, the way the light's filtering through your window, the bustling life on a street corner or a cafe. They can be really nice little everyday scenes that you'd usually just walk past. Just start taking photos of those. And the aim is not perfection in this. You're not trying to get a perfect shot or photo. The aim is presence. Engage all your senses. Let curiosity really guide you. And remember that this journey is about seeing. It's really seeing, not just looking. Okay, so let's look at some mindful photography exercises that you can actually go out and practice today or this week. And these all really integrate mindful photography into your life. So the first one that you should try is the five senses exercise. And you may have already done this before. Essentially, it's noticing five things you can see, four things you can feel, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste. And you can do this as a grounding exercise anywhere you are. If you're having a really bad time with anxiety or panic, you can use that. But when we're using it in mindful photography, we're going to explore our surroundings and capture images representing those five senses. So sight, touch, sound, smell, and taste, which will ground you in the present moment. The next one is a gratitude scavenger hunt. And I love this one. It's really fun. A gratitude scavenger hunt prompts us to find and take photos of things that we're grateful for. And this exercise really helps to create a real positive mindset by focusing on the blessings and the beauty that's present in our lives at the moment. It doesn't matter what's going on, but in our lives, we can usually find something to be grateful for, and whether that's just something outside in the garden, in the house, on a walk. The gratitude scavenger hunt's a really nice way to find that joy, that little bit of goodness in our day. It also reminds us to just appreciate the little things that often go unnoticed. You don't need to be struggling to do this exercise. It will really just help you come into contact with those tiny things that really do make a difference to your day that you might not actually notice. The third one is the colour walk. Just choose a specific colour and go out for a mindful walk and look for objects or scenes that match that chosen colour. And this really encourages us to slow down. It makes us observe our surroundings. It makes us focus on tiny details, and it really helps to shift the focus from worrying and anxiety to the present moment. Have a go at those three exercises. I would love it if you could share with me how you got on. I'd really like to hear. I've done all three of these. I've loved all of them. That's why I'm sharing them. But I'd love to know how you get on and what photos you take. So do share with me. You can come over to my Substack or head over to Instagram and use the hashtag Capturing Calm, and it'd be really nice to see them. Reflecting on our journey is as important as the journey itself. So whether you share your captures with a community or you keep them personal in your personal photo journal, take the time to look back on the moments that you've collected. Each photo, that frozen moment in time, it holds a story, it holds an emotion, a piece of the world as you saw it in that time. And sharing these moments, it can connect us, it can offer us new perspectives, and it can also remind us that we're not alone in our quest for peace and presence in a crazy world of anxiety. Mindful photography is more than a hobby. It's a practice. It's a way of seeing the world and our place within it. And it offers us a break from the incessant noise, a moment to breathe, just to be. And I encourage you to pick up your camera or your phone and give yourself permission to explore the world through the lens of mindfulness this week. Remember, the goal isn't to capture the perfect image, but it's to capture the moment with all its imperfections, finding joy and peace in the act of creativity. Thank you so much for joining me today on Capturing Calm. I hope this episode has inspired you to see the world a little differently and find calm amidst the chaos through the art of mindful photography. Please do share your thoughts, your experiences, your photos on Instagram using the hashtag Capturing Calm, or you can come and find me on Substack, www.capturingcalm.substack.com. I have a chat in there. We all share our photos and experiences, and also you can check out some of the links and statistics that I share from this episode. Until next time, keep seeking beauty in the everyday, and remember, the world is waiting to be seen by those who are present.